Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Well, you know, I'll tell you, I was just thinking about what Hillary Clinton says in that clip that I have played every day. You know, that somehow you're not patriotic if you disagree with the administration. Well, of course, she said that when Bush was in office. Now, what does this administration say about people who debate and disagree with them? Don't they call us, people are racists, or people are potential domestic terrorists? Those are a couple of the adjectives that they use to describe people who debate and disagree with this current administration, Barack Obama, B.O., and his commie czars that he surrounded himself with, fascist communist agenda that they're implementing. Well, anybody who debates and disagrees with them, well, we're potential domestic terrorists, and we're all racists. Isn't that wonderful? Jeez, now, before we were not patriotic, and now we're terrorists, and we're racist. Now, isn't it something, you know, when you think about how these wordsmiths love to twist the truth around, they turn the truth into a lie, or then they turn lies into the truth, because they repeat it time and time again, and they repeat it over and over and over again, and then the unwitting public, well, they get duped into believing that, because what they're telling you at 6 o'clock at night on the mainstream misleading media, that somehow now that must be fact, because, well, if they said it, it must be true, right? Isn't that the case? Now, because they say these things, it must automatically be true, because, well, the misleading media, well, they wouldn't lie to you, would they? They're not just going along to get along, are they? They wouldn't say things that aren't factual because there's an agenda that they're pushing and helping to promote, would they? Nah, that wouldn't be our media, would it? Here in the good old free USA, our media wouldn't dupe us. Don't they love us? Doesn't our media love the American people? Don't they love freedom and liberty? It's like my one guest who actually is going to be on with me tomorrow, Louis March, says that you're allowed to speak freely but not to speak freely. And that's kind of where we're at, isn't it now, though? You know, you can't actually tell the truth because, as George Orwell said, in times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. So those who speak the truth, now they've become the revolutionaries. And now they're painted as somehow they're not good people, when that's actually not factual at all. The people who are telling the truth are the patriots, and the people who are deceiving you, well, they're the terrorists. They are the tyrants. They are the ones who will stand in opposition to freedom and liberty. They are the ones who are promoting tyranny and dictatorships. That's really what the real truth is. The truth is the people who are speaking out against those things are the patriots, and the ones who are promoting those things, well, they're the tyrants, aren't they? And we know, of course, that I always have, or 99% of my guests, I should say, always speak about UN Agenda 21 and its role in enslaving the American people. And today my guest, who will be coming on after the first break, is Sheriff Richard Mack, and he is going to be talking about a Supreme Court case that he was involved in that is a very significant Supreme Court case, Mack v. Prince, which, of course, we never hear anything about. Isn't that an interesting thing? It's a very significant case, but it's kind of been brushed under the carpet for a variety of reasons that you'll find out about when he comes on with me after the first break. But there's a couple other things I wanted to comment on today. I was reading on Drudge, and I'm looking at the different headlines, and, of course, they're thinking about cutting food stamps because, of course, it's up 39% since BO took office, and, of course, the cost related to food stamps is just becoming too expensive. So now I was thinking we could start with cutting off all the illegal aliens who are here in this country, and we could send all of them back to whence they came, and that would save billions of dollars right there if the people who were not legally in this country were denied access to the taxpayer-funded benefits. Well, that would be a way to cut some of those costs, and it wouldn't be too expensive then. It would be being utilized by tax-paying legal residents or citizens. Wouldn't that be a novel thought? Even though now the DNC chair, she hails from Florida, and she says that the GOP believes illegal immigration is a crime. Gee, maybe somebody ought to clue her in, because actually breaking the laws in this country and coming here illegally is actually a crime. It is a crime, dummy. And I think her name is Schultz-Wasserman, I don't know, Deborah Schultz-Wasserman, I believe. Anyway, maybe somebody ought to get to her and let her know, that the fact that you break a law, it is a crime. But anyway, we don't want the truth to get in the way of the hustle, because, God forbid, we can't have the truth. We can't have the truth reign supreme. We have to have the lie reign supreme, because how else do you dupe the people but through lies? Even though now you know and I know, the people who are listening to this radio station know that the truth does set you free, but our government knows that lies enslave you, and that's why they love to lie to us. And they do it so well, don't they? So here's another little scam. Down in Florida, the governor has decided, I think he signed a bill saying that they're not going to drug test welfare recipients, but even if you fail, you can designate someone else to get the benefits for your kids. So then again, it really doesn't matter whether or not you're doing drugs and collecting a welfare check, because you're still going to get the money for your kids. It's just going to be put in somebody else's name. Amazing, isn't it? Don't you love it? Now we've got real estate is at an 8-year low, and it's destined to go even lower. I would say all this money they're printing and this monetizing the debt, and they plan on printing some more money too, I just read. Well, that's kind of collapsing the economy and everything is in it, isn't it? So listen, everybody, this is Maggie. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and I will be right back in a couple of minutes.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show today, the telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can email me via my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I need sponsors and advertisers, so if you believe in the redistribution of the truth as I do and as my guests do, then please get in contact with me and I can hook you up with the people at the station who can make that happen. So 877-254-7524 is the number. And I want to welcome my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack, to the show today. Hi, Sheriff. How are you?
Well, Maggie, doing great, and thanks so much for having me today.
Well, I always like having you on, Sheriff. Now, listen, there's a lot of different things I want to talk about with you today, but let's start off, give us a little bit of your background, and then start with the Mack v. Prince case, because that's so significant.
Okay, little mistake on your terminology.
Okay.
It was Mack Prince v. U.S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Prince was the other sheriff who filed this with me.
Okay,
and
okay.
So it's,
I stand corrected.
As people will look it up, well, it actually happens a lot that people say that. If people were to Google it, you could go Google Mack versus U.S., or you could do Mack Prince versus U.S., and Prince is P-R-I-N-T-Z, or you could do Mack Prince versus U.S. or Prince versus U.S., but you'll find it either way if you wanted to look up the entire case. But the significance of that case is what you already brought up, how it was covered up. And this was a huge embarrassment for the Clinton administration. We actually, the actual lawsuit was defended by the Clinton administration. So you actually could put it that we sued the Clinton administration because they were the ones who passed this law, the Brady Bill, and they were the ones who defended it all the way from the district court through the circuit courts and on into the United States Supreme Court. But isn't it amazing, first, that the American people relatively know very little about this case, and that was done intentionally. The media and the White House made sure that after they lost this landmark decision that nobody knew about it, and those who did know about it, they said, this changed nothing, just keep doing what you're doing. Can you imagine President of the United States saying, ignore the Supreme Court decision, just keep doing what you're doing?
Doesn't surprise me in the least. They ignore the Constitution every single day.
That is correct. And that therein lies the problem facing us as a country and as Americans.
Well, Richard Mack, what was the Mack Prince v. U.S. case had to do with the Brady Bill? And how, what was it specifically? How did this case arise? What was happening? What was the federal government doing that prompted you and the other Sheriff Prince to pursue the legal action?
Well, I was actually the first sheriff to file the lawsuit, and it was pursuant to a Sheriff's Association meeting in Phoenix while I was serving as sheriff. And there's only 15 counties in Arizona, so there was a very few of us at this meeting. There's only 12 sheriffs out of the 15 attended this meeting back in January of 1994. And the significance about this meeting was that there were three strangers in the room who were on the agenda. And I said, who are these guys and why are they at our meeting? I looked at the agenda, and they were from the BATF, from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They were three federal agents. And, excuse me, and I was really curious, why would these guys be at our meeting? Well, it didn't take long to find out. They handed each of us a document that detailed what we as sheriffs, and one thing I was actually happy with and about their presence is that they knew who the Cleos were. They called us the Cleos of Arizona. And Cleo is a new acronym that came through the Brady Bill, and it means the chief law enforcement officer.
Okay.
Well, people have been asking all across the country, well, who really is the head law enforcement officer in the county? Who's the head law enforcement officer in this country? Well, the BATF and the federal government actually endorsed us, in Arizona at least, that it was us, that it was the sheriffs. They didn't take this document to the governor or to the chief of police of Phoenix or to the highway patrol or Department of Public Safety. They took it to the sheriffs. And in most cases across the country, that is what happened. So it was great to have at least finally in writing who the head law enforcement officer is in the county, and in the state for that matter. And the endorsement came directly from the federal government. So, and there's other reasons why, and I've pointed this out, the other reasons why the sheriff is the head law enforcement officer in the county, and all of that is detailed in my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, and that's available on my website.
Okay.
To make sure you know and understand the question is, these guys handed us a document that forced us, with the threat of arrest if we failed to comply, to conduct criminal and mental history background checks on everyone in our county before they could possess a gun. So before they could practice and exercise their Second Amendment guaranteed rights to keep and bear arms, they had to submit to a criminal and mental history background check. And I, as sheriff, was required to conduct all those checks, keep all the necessary paperwork, pay for this out of my own budget, and if I didn't like it, I could go to jail. All that is absolutely true.
Now, tell me something, Sheriff, because, you know, all over the country, for example, I have a concealed carry permit, and I had to go, and the sheriffs did, you know, a background check, criminal background check, and that on me.
Right.
So what was it specifically that they were demanding that, was it to have a background check done at all, or what was it specifically the intrusion that the BATF was intruding on the role of the sheriff in the county as the chief law enforcement officer? What was it specifically?
That was the primary thing, that the federal government could pretend that they could order us around was the problem I had with all of this.
Okay.
I don't agree with background checks either. In fact, Arizona right now has no background checks for anything, and there's no permits for any type of gun possession. You can carry a gun concealed or open. It's called constitutional carry. And,
okay.
You know, I have to tell you, I studied the Constitution. I studied what the Founding Fathers said about the Second Amendment. And there is no provision where the federal government gets to conduct background checks before you can possess a gun. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And the federal government assuming and stealing regulatory authority over your rights is a very dangerous precedent. I can't support that. And I wasn't going to go along with this. I thought it was a major infraction of the 10th Amendment, states' rights. No sheriff in this country answers to the federal government. Some do willingly, but the federal government, the president of the United States, and I don't care if it's George Washington himself or whoever it is that occupies the White House today, and I say whoever because I'm not sure I know his name. He's had two or three different names, and probably the first time in history that we elected somebody to that office that had an alias. And President, you know, his name is really Barry Sotero. Or maybe it's Hussein Obama. I don't know what his name really is. But anyway, Barry Sotero, who's in the White House now, or anybody else that has ever occupied the White House, cannot tell your sheriff what to do. They have no authority, they have no constitutional jurisdiction, and they can't do it. The United States Congress cannot tell your sheriff or your governor what to do or any other elected official in your state. We do not work for the federal government. They do not pay my check. They cannot fire me. And that's just the truth of it. And so when I left that meeting that day, I said, I'm not going to go along with this, even though there was a threat of arrest if we failed to comply. I'm not going to go along with it. And so I didn't know what I was going to do at the time, but by the time I drove home, it was a three-hour drive. By the time I got home, I realized that I was going to have to sue my own government. And believe me, it scared me to death. I did not want to do it. I did not trust the Clinton administration or regime. I did not trust Bill Clinton or his wife or Janet Reno. I didn't trust any of those people, and I thought that they would make an example of me and just kind of squash me like a pumpkin seed because I was a small-town sheriff. I had no national backing or national group behind me. at the time. But then I got a national backing from the NRA, and the NRA actually helped me file this lawsuit. And then other sheriffs joined the lawsuit, Sheriff Prince from Montana being the second one, and then five other sheriffs from across the country joined this lawsuit. So actually what you ended up with was seven small-town sheriffs taking on the federal government in a major landmark case. And Sheriff Prince and I ended up at the Supreme Court as they consolidated our case together, and he and I appeared before the United States Supreme Court on this case. Again, we filed it on the 10th Amendment, states' rights. The federal government has no authority to tell us what to do, and indeed, Justice Scalia, who wrote the decision from the majority in this ruling, this landmark 10th Amendment decision, said that the federal government, that the states are not subject to federal direction. The federal government cannot tell us what to do. That's exactly why I filed it. They were also forcing me to violate my oath of office in order to go along with an unfunded, unconstitutional mandate. And so everyone in the country should read this decision. And I have a little pocket-sized condensed version that will take you about 10 or 15 minutes to read the highlights of this case. And you can get that little pocket-sized version of this case, the synopsis of this case, on my website. It's called The Victory for State Sovereignty, the Mac Prince versus U.S. case. And
okay.
It's absolutely powerful. It only costs $2. And so get as many as you can, because I'll tell you what, every state legislator, every county commissioner, and every sheriff, and anyone else working for your city or state should read that decision.
Okay. Your website, SheriffMac.com, that's spelled M-A-C-K. A podcast of this show will also be up on my website tonight, as well as links to Sheriff Mac's website are already up there under the podcast link. So if everyone listening, if you go to my website, The Unsolicited Opinion, go to the podcast, you're going to be able to hear a podcast of this show tonight, as well as links to SheriffMac.com's website. Go there, buy his books, hey, $2, and you're going to get a lot of information for $2. You don't get many $2 deals today anymore, Sheriff Mac. In fact, a cup of coffee costs more than $2 here at the local Dunkin' Donuts, so you don't get much for $2 anymore, but you're getting a lot of information if they go to your website, Sheriff. I've got another question for you. So one of the other points that's so significant about your Mac Prince v. U.S. case, Sheriff Mac, is the fact that Justice Scalia had reiterated the constitutional dictator, how it's written, of dual sovereignty, that the federal government and the state government, one is not supreme over the other, that they both are on an equal plane. And I talk about that a little bit, if you would, Sheriff Mac, because that's very significant.
Well, I would say that probably not an equal plane. When he tries to describe dual sovereignty, I think he does a pretty good job of that. But I've had some other constitutional scholars disagree that there's no such thing as dual sovereignty. However, regardless of what side you're on that issue, it doesn't matter much, because the sovereignty of the federal government is extremely small. They have no authority to interfere in the affairs of the states or even the counties, or especially the counties. The sovereignty of the United States falls within Article 1, Section 8, and Scalia made that very clear in his decision. So, and he even states this too. Anything outside Article 1, Section 8 belongs to the states or to the people, just as the 10th Amendment says. And so he really comes on strong with a very historical, powerful perspective as to why constitutionally, lawfully, the federal government cannot go outside Article 1, Section 8. Their powers, as this decision says, are extremely enumerated and discrete. They have very limited powers. And that's why the sovereignty issue of dual sovereignty is, it's not 50-50, it's not equal. The states retain an inviolable sovereignty, but it is a power that is much bigger and broader than that of the federal government.
Sheriff, on that note, hang on. Listen, everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be right back in about 3 minutes, so hang in there.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show today, 877-254-7524 is the number, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I need sponsors, I need advertisers, so if you're interested in advertising and on a show that redistributes the truth, then I suggest you do so. And you can hear my show also on Sundays at noon Eastern Time on micro1650am.com as well as via NetTalk World and TalkStream Live. So, hey, lots of ways to listen to this show. My guest this morning is Sheriff Richard Mack, and we were talking about his Supreme Court case, Mack Prince v. U.S. And when we went to break, Sheriff, you were talking about this ruling that came down and the sovereignty of the states and that they actually reign supreme over the federal government because the federal government's role is very limited as to what it is they are allowed to be doing via what the Constitution dictates, which, of course, is the supreme law of the land, although there aren't too many people in this country who bother to pay any attention to it, not any of our elected leaders, that's for sure. But Sheriff, let's talk a little bit more. I was reading an article that you had written, and it was entitled Courts Without Principles, Freedom, or the Constitution, A Recipe for Tyranny. Talk about that article a little bit, Sheriff Mack, because you use an analogy of Rosa Parks in that article, and I thought it was kind of interesting.
Well, the parallels between what happened to Rosa Parks and what's happening in our country today, I think, are very profound. And a lot of people dispute the veracity of whatever happened to her, and I really don't get into that. I don't care. The historical significance of being arrested for failure to give a seat to a white man is extremely powerful to what's going on today. And the reason is you want to ask every sheriff that you know. You want to ask every deputy. You want to ask every peace officer, law enforcement officer, policeman, policewoman. You want to ask them. If you were called back in time to the bus in Montgomery, Alabama on December 1st, 1955, and if you're going to enforce the law that day, knowing what we know now about our Constitution, about equal rights, about justice and fairness, and the overall principle of equality that is guaranteed by our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, knowing what you know now, Sheriff, if you were called back in time to arrest Rosa Parks for failing to give her seat to a white man, what would you do? And almost unanimous responses to that are, I wouldn't have arrested her. And now I want to ask that same question today. Then why would you do that to a citizen today for mere possession of a gun, when the Second Amendment guarantees us the right? It doesn't give the right. It didn't create the right. It guarantees the right. Why would you do that? Why would you support an out-of-control federal government who wants to come in and confiscate homes through IRS seizures without due process? Why would you support the EPA fining people and destroying businesses and destroying livelihoods and homes and farms and ranches because of their capricious and whimsical regulations? And how is it that the EPA got so much authority? This case says plainly that the federal government is not our boss. Let me say this again, quote, states are not subject to federal direction. So if we are not subject to the whims of the federal government, if we are not subject to direction from the president or the Congress, how is it that the EPA got that authority over us? The reason the EPA has authority over us is not because of the federal government. It's because state governments have acquiesced and gone along. And that is my message. There is a way to stop what's going on. And this case proves it. This case is so powerful that it wakes up the 10th Amendment. It wakes up state sovereignty. It shows you that there is a solution to what's going on in America to destroy freedom and liberty. This is the answer. The solution to what's going on to stop Obamacare, to stop all the other ruthless and ridiculous intrusions into our lives from Washington, D.C., the answer is state sovereignty. You can read this case and you can see that what I'm saying is absolutely true. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't really get too involved in national elections. I think they're a waste of time. Would anybody listening to the program today please call me and tell me why you have any hope that voting for another Democrat or Republican in Washington, D.C. is going to do anything for our country? Please tell me what smidgen and fraction of a sign has ever occurred in Washington, D.C. that makes you hopeful that there could be some positive circumstance or result from voting for another Democrat and Republican in Washington, D.C. I'm very anxious to hear about that, because if there was, I mean, I'll jump all over it. Now, yes, I have been a big fan of Ron Paul, but I will tell you that even if Ron Paul were to be elected, I do not believe he could stop what's going to happen to this country. I do not believe that the economic collapse that we are looking at is repairable or reversible at this point. I think our economy is past the point of no return. However, even if Ron Paul were able to get elected, which we all know would be a miracle from Mars if it was, but I don't think he can stop any of this, and there is a solution, but it is not in Washington, D.C. My good friends, focus on the solution. Start in your own county, and county by county and state by state, we can take this country back. But start in your own county. The most important elections you are looking at is that of your sheriff, your county attorney, and your county commissioners. That is where we get America back.
Well, Sheriff Mack, I agree with what you just said 1,000%. What has happened in this country is people have focused so much on the dancing bears. They're mesmerized by the dancing bears in front of them, and they don't look at who's behind the curtain on things that are happening. And it doesn't make any difference, like you said, who it is that is elected to the office of President of the United States. They're not going to change anything. They're not going to be able to change anything. This is an agenda.
Look at the abuse of the IRS. Who has allowed that to continue for the last 60, 70 years, especially the last 30 or 40? I mean, I'm sorry, folks. Those of you who love Ronald Reagan, he allowed the abuse of the IRS to continue during his administration. Both Bushes did it. Bill Clinton, of course, did it. Numerous times, Nixon was really good at this. They would use the IRS and other agencies, FBI as well, as political hitmen against their enemies. Nixon did it. Clinton did it. I'm sure Obama, yes, Obama has already done it. We've seen it happen there as well. And, you know, people come up to me all the time and say, hey, you know what, you better be careful with your message because they're going to send the IRS after you. Isn't that ridiculous and absurd that we actually talk like that in America that believes in freedom? And let me tell you, if any of your listeners would be interested in seeing and reading and studying a Supreme Court decision that actually says this, and I quote, "But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions," end quote. Would you be interested to see how and why a United States Supreme Court decision supports this wonderful principle and philosophy?
On that note, Sheriff Mack, hold on, everybody. We will be right back in 2 minutes, so hang in there.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into this show today, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I got a lot of great info on there. A podcast of this show with Sheriff Mack will be up on my website tonight. Links to his website, Sheriff Mack, MACK.com, are already up there. Please go to his website, buy his books. I saw Sheriff Mack speak in person, and you're a great speaker, Sheriff Mack, but your message is even better than you were, and I'm so glad that you're out there standing up for truth and liberty and going around the country and speaking. And in fact, on your website, if people go there, they can find out where you're scheduled to speak next, and it's well worth going to hear what Sheriff Mack has to say. So listen, everybody, go there. You got to support the people who are standing up for you, right, Sheriff Mack?
Well, yeah, that is. And you also need to, again, focus on the solution.
Well,
and I think we're wasting far too much money and energy on the national scene.
I agree. We got a caller, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah,
let's take a caller real quick, okay?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, caller, are you on the line with us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, what's your question?
Okay, well, when you cut on, it went down real low. This is Paul from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Hi, Paul.
Congratulations, Sheriff. On your
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. It was quite a miracle.
But it is amazing how the American people have sat back and watched the country just slowly, you know, go away. I was born in 1941, and I can't believe what has happened with the jurisdictions, the way they have come out of Congress and the Supreme Court. And I assume you heard the latest one, what the state of Indiana Supreme Court ruled, that the police can they don't have to abide by the Fourth Amendment at all.
Yeah, I'm afraid I saw that. I was really astonished that a judge could say such an idiotic thing. But again, it shows how important it is for your sheriff and local officials to recognize such unconstitutional acts, and that is the type of decision that needs to be ignored. The Constitution has been ignored for some time, just as we pointed out on the show, but we have got to have local officials who will again make it the supreme law of the land, and a sheriff. Every sheriff in Indiana should be telling that judge, we don't care what you say, we're not going to do that. We're not going to violate the Constitution in this jurisdiction, and we will not do such obvious searches and seizures and entries that violate the Fourth Amendment.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Unfortunately, so many of the sheriffs, they take an oath supposedly to uphold the Constitution, but I don't think most of them know what the Constitution is.
Well, we're going to change that, and we're actually starting on a program right now that's called the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officer Association, and we're going to change a lot of that. And you can see the link to that website. We're actually in the middle of raising money to have a national convention of sheriffs who have already indicated a desire to become constitutional sheriffs. And there are actually 20 races right now in Pennsylvania wherein there are candidates running as constitutional sheriffs. And so this is something that we have created within the last 2 years, and this is part of the solution that I've been talking about here with Maggie. If your sheriff will follow the Constitution and keep his oath, we can get freedom back tomorrow.
Well, we better do something quick.
And you can get information on his website, sheriffmack.com.
Well, I thank you very much, and keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll succeed.
Well, I hope so, Paul. Thanks for calling, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I think Paul's question and comments are very a hit to the center of what's going on. We have got, again, let me say this to everybody, all your listeners, focus on the solution. And I'll tell you right now, if we were able, and so many people are into this birth certificate thing, I suppose that if Barack Obama really wasn't born in Hawaii, I would like to know that. However, the question is, what would change in America if we were able to prove that?
Nothing.
And I'm telling you right now, not one damn thing. We will still have the IRS, we will still have the United Nations, and the United States government, and the United States of America surrendering sovereignty to the UN. We will still have Agenda 21. We will still have the Federal Reserve. We will still have corruption in Washington, D.C., up the gazoo, and it will change nothing. So what we have got to do is, again, focus on the solution. There is not one thing that the federal government or the United Nations is trying to do to us that cannot be stopped at the local level by an honest constitutional sheriff who keeps his oath of office. That is where you get it stopped. And if you get sheriffs united in that holy cause, there is no stopping us. And that is what has to happen. And then you get sheriffs supported by county commissioners and county attorneys. And then you get city councils and you get school boards and you get local people seeing that there is a way to make the abuse and corruption and criminality of the federal government and the UN, you can make it all irrelevant because it will not be allowed in your county.
Well, we have to get more people awake, Sheriff, which is, of course, why you go all around the country trying to bring your message to people and why I do this radio show, is so that people can hear the message of truth and not the lies. It is what it, we are consumed by out there, all of these distractors and all of the lies that are out there. And, you know, the truth is not what's spoken in the majority of arenas out there, so it's so critical that people support you and support this radio show so that telling the truth can continue, Sheriff, because let's face it, you know, you can't do anything with the good looks to get you so far in life, but it doesn't take you all the way. You know what I mean? You need a little bit of scratch to be able to continue to travel around the country and get your message out there. So, SheriffMack.com.
Absolutely. And anybody who would like to donate to the CSPOA or to donate on my website, you can see where it says No Sheriff Left Behind. It's right on the front page. That will help make all of this happen. And every bit of all that money goes right directly to that movement and to that cause. Nobody's getting paid out of that. It's all going to the cause. And to get 150, 200 sheriffs together is going to cost a little money. And I regret that this costs money. But, you know, George Washington said the same thing, and he shook his finger at the Continental Congress. You guys have got to get busy getting money. In fact, that's what John Adams did. John Adams was in Europe trying to get money to support the Revolutionary War. So, absolutely.
On that note, Sheriff, hang on, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be right back in 2 minutes, so hang in there, everybody.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Sheriff Mack, and his website is Sheriff Mack, M-A-C-K, like Mack Truck, SheriffMack.com. Go there, buy his books. Donate. Sheriff Mack travels all around the country trying to get this information out there so that people will understand exactly what it is His Supreme Court case that he fought and successfully won, Mack Prince v. U.S., what the significance of that case is. Sheriff, we've only got a couple more minutes, and I wanted to be able to touch on a little bit on your website. You were talking about, I think it was in Wisconsin, where they are denying people the right to have raw milk, and of course there was an Amish farmer here outside of Philadelphia down in Lancaster County, which has a significant population of Amish people, and they went to his farm at, I don't know, I think it was like 5 o'clock in the morning to arrest this Amish farmer because he was selling a product that people wanted to have. So talk about that for a minute if you could, Sheriff, because we only got a couple more minutes.
Well, I compare that to the Rosa Parks thing. Why would any sheriff allow that to happen in his county? If I want to go buy some milk from this guy who doesn't burn or destroy the vitamins and enzymes in milk by pasteurizing it, and I don't have any problem with that, and it actually is something I need for my help, why would any sheriff support the state or the FDA, which is just now happening? The FDA is now cracking down on these horrible criminals that sell raw milk. Or it really should be called just natural milk. It's what it is. It's just natural milk and cheese and other products. And I use those products. I have. But yes, that's why I went to Wisconsin.
You're still here to talk about it.
I drank some milk with these guys, broke the law. And where were we when we did that? On the steps of the state capitol. And that's how stupid this is getting. And the enforcement of stupid laws is the essence of tyranny. And I want it stopped. And we can stop it county by county and state by state if sheriffs will simply keep their oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Well, Sheriff Mack, we need to make sure that they understand what their oath truly means. To be able to get them to uphold it, they need to know what it means in the first place. And I can tell you, I was at a meeting, and I ran across one of the candidates for sheriff here in Montgomery County, which is outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and my friend and I were actually talking to this. It's a woman. We were talking to her about the role of the sheriff and had she ever heard of you and so on and so forth. So we're trying to give her some information. Hopefully she'll be one of those 20 sheriffs you mentioned in the state of Pennsylvania, one of the 20 races who are actually constitutional sheriffs. I don't know if she is yet, but we're going to try real hard to make sure she is before all is said and done.
There's a real good run running in Carbon County right now, and there's some others that I've been there to support. There's another guy by the name of Jonathan for sheriff, and he's another one, and it's going to happen.
Sheriff Mack, thanks so much for coming on my show. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy it. I'll have you back very soon. We'll keep up talking about freedom and liberty, which you do so well. SheriffMack.com is his website. Sheriff Mack, everyone, thank you so much, Sheriff, for coming on my show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and keep up the good work, Maggie, and appreciate very much being on with you.
Thank you. You know, everybody, listen, Sheriff Mack, listen, he travels around the country. That costs money. Airtime costs money. Please, every penny helps. Donate to the cause. Free speech isn't free, and freedom isn't free. It costs. It costs. It's a fight for our freedom, and we are in it to win it, and that's just how it is. So please help out. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Hey, everybody, you know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up. Better days are coming. We've got people like Sheriff Mack in the world fighting for you and me. Listen, I'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. The sun will come up tomorrow. Hang in there, everybody.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.
dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where